I have a guest this morning right away. Coming out of the box with a guest from the Columbia County Ag Society. Chris Jones is here to talk about the upcoming Columbia County Fair. Yay! How are you, Chris?
I'm great. Thanks for having me.
Okay. Let me just get you a little bit closer to
okay,
that microphone.
Okay, sure.
All right. Okay. Chris is here from the Columbia County Fair. She joined me last year. That was for the July 4th thing that we had over at the Columbia County grounds. And so tell us about the Columbia County Fair.
Well, this is a great time of year for the fair. When we happen to have one of the best fairs in the country, this fair is 172 years old. It was started in 1840. The fairgrounds are some of the most, landscaping-wise, some of the most beautiful, and so it's a pleasure to spend a couple of days there this time of year every year. The weather is beautiful, and you know it's a great time to be there. The fair is beginning this Wednesday, next Wednesday, August 29th, and it runs through Labor Day. The line of the fair is it always ends Labor Day. But Wednesday the 29th is the kickoff day. Admission includes parking and all entertainment once you're inside the fairgrounds. Kids under 12 are free always, every day, which is great. And there are ride discounts every day, so it's a great family activity to bring the kids, get them in free, and then you can buy a ride pass so they can ride until they can't see straight.
And I can tell you, there's lots of food. Oh man.
Yeah. There's lots of food, that's for sure. That's part of the fair experience.
There's lots of food.
I think we found your sweet spot. Anyway, so I just wanted to point out, you know, everybody knows the classics, of course, the Demolition Derby, which takes place on the grandstand on Wednesday the 29th at 6:30. Everybody loves the cars are all shown off in advance, and then they end up totally demoed out. And then on Thursday night on the grandstand, there's another Demolition Derby for those people who just didn't get enough demo. So there's two nights of that this year. And then on Friday night, there's the tractor pull. Everybody has their own area of expertise. The tractor pull is always a big turnout. And also at the grandstand that night, 6:30, there's the 76th annual School Queen Show.
Oh, boy.
And that's the schoolgirls from all the high schools in the county come, and one is chosen as the schoolgirl queen. So that's kind of a special event. And then not to be missed, at 8 o'clock on Friday night is Bucky Covington. He's our headliner this year. You probably remember him from the fifth season of American Idol.
Well, I'm not an American Idol idolizer, okay, but I'm sure he'll be good. That's country music, right?
Yeah, that's country music. And he's just about to kick off his sophomore album on September 11th this September, which everybody's looking forward to. So he'll be at the fair, probably sing a few of the songs from that album in his show.
Well, WGXC will have one of our reporters at the at the tractor, definitely at the demo derby.
Someone who is a demo fan.
Yes, he's a demo fan. I'm going to attend the 4-H stuff.
Oh, yeah, the 4-H stuff is fantastic.
Talk about the 4-H stuff.
I love the 4-H stuff. Well, actually, the fair really is about the agriculture. It's one of the fairs that still is really rooted in the agricultural economy of Columbia County. So you get a chance to see kids who've participated in 4-H since they were little till they're, you know, through high school, that have raised their animals and come with them to the fair and show them proudly and groom them and clean them. And if you come, you can go back, what I call backstage, but it's really where they keep the animals until they're in the show ring, and you can talk to the kids and find out more about each of their experiences with whatever their animal's name is, you know, Star. They give them names, and they're very proud of them, and it's a terrific way to see some amazing animals and some really proud kids.
I had so much fun last year covering everything the 4-H Club did.
Yeah, it's great.
Right down to their pizza making contest.
Oh, I know. That's always. Well, you seem to have a food theme going here.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know.
also, I was really surprised at how many the poultry judging. Did you by any chance go in there?
No,
the poultry house is full of poultry of all kinds, fancy birds with feathers on their feet, on their heads, and that's quite something.
Now, when does that take place?
The 4-H programs are in Columbia Hall, and that's on Thursday, August 30th. But you can see them even after the judging; they're left there for the remainder of the fair, so people can see who won and mm-hmm. maybe see if the right one won according to your taste. So there's a lot going on there. Then we have a lot of things going on the Northgate stage. That's a stage that has a lot of variety acts going on. I'll start with this one, an ice cream and watermelon eating contest for you.
Whoa.
That should be good. That's on Wednesday, and that takes place at 4 and 5, right around the time you're needing some ice cream.
Yeah, that's right.
And then and also there's a talent contest, which is becoming more and more popular every year. Local people can sign up. I believe the deadline's already passed to sign up, but if you really feel you have a burning talent and you miss the deadline, you can go on the website, www.columbiafair.com. And call the fair office and plead your case. There's a junior division and a senior division. It's a great opportunity to see your friends and your neighbors and some people that you've never met display great inner.
My wife has been trying to get me to do that for the last 4 years.
And what would your talent be?
I sing.
Ice cream eating.
Yeah. Oh. I sing. Oh, and I DJ also.
Oh, that's good. Okay, well, you want to be calling the office and maybe you'll sing.
No, okay. I'm going to be roaming around minding everyone else's okay. business.
Sounds like a plan. So, and then there's also other acts. There's some comedy acts on that stage. There's some Agricadabra show, which is a little play on agriculture and Abracadabra. Oh. And then there's an Ernie Williams tribute band playing there. So,
oh.
And Columbia Elite All-Stars are on that stage. There's also something of a cool cooking contest, which is the Morton Ginsburg Cooking Contest. Amateurs and professionals can enter the dish of their choice in the contest. And it's judged this year by chefs from the Hyde Park Culinary Institute, which are they know what they're doing.
Okay.
And that should be very popular. If you have something that you make, a coconut cake that is from your family heirloom recipe box, you should consider entering that. And then also there's the Locavore Award. This year, the Victoria Simons Locavore Award is given, I think this is the third year of it. Victoria Simons was a big fan of the fair. She was on the Agriculture Society Board, and she was responsible for renovating the fair house, which is the most beautiful building on the fairgrounds. It dates back many, many years. And unfortunately, she passed away. But we have a great award that we give to someone who's nominated from the county. There's 6 or 7 nominees this year of local people who support the economy of locavore eating. So that award will be given on Monday. And don't forget the racing pigs.
The racing pigs.
Do not forget those racing pigs.
We got to have every county fair has to have a racing pig contest.
I know. Isn't that the truth? Anyway, and then last but not least, there's a rodeo, which, you know, it's hard to find a rodeo in this part of the country anymore. So we're looking forward to having some people show up for the rodeo.
And when does the rodeo take place?
The rodeo, I'm just looking at the list here. When is the rodeo? Heavens, I've lost the rodeo. I don't know. I have to. Oh, and Diamond Rio. Don't forget them. Oh, I have to mention them. Grandstand. They're on the grandstand. 3:00 and 8:00 on Sunday, September 2nd. Diamond Rio is a group of 6 guys who sing country music, really well thought of and great, easy listening.
And this will be right through the Labor Day weekend, right?
It goes from Wednesday right through Monday. The last day of the fair is always Labor Day. So
Labor Day, Monday the 5th.
Yes, it ends.
Monday
the 3rd, September
Monday
3rd.
Monday the 3rd. So it goes. I'm on the wrong month.
Yeah, don't do that. You'll miss it. You'll miss the fair. So it's really a lot of fun. It's a great family entertainment. There's, of course, the Midway. Don't forget that. The rides and all the fun that there is to be had there. Kids really love it. It's a great experience for the whole family. So there's also wheelchairs at the gate for people who need a little help rolling around. You can just show up with with the person that needs a wheelchair, and they have them at the gate.
And I can tell you there's lots and lots and lots of parking.
There is lots of parking.
There's a gazillion parking spots.
Yeah, the parking is free.
Yes, and the parking is free.
Yeah, so that's good. So we, you know, if you haven't been to the fair in a number of years, I think this is a great year for you to come back. The fair is bigger and better than ever. The fairgrounds is the most beautiful it's ever been. And don't let the weatherman tell you that it's looking bad, because many years they're not right about the weather. So don't make your plans and plan to come.
And that's why umbrellas were invented anyway.
Yeah, there's lots of tents. There's things to do.
I know this, of course, but tell our listeners where the fairgrounds are.
The fairgrounds are in Chatham, New York. They're,
yay!
In Chatham, New York, there's signs. There's it's on Route 66 is one entrance off Route 66 in Chatham, and the other one is on Route 203, just as you come off the Taconic. So it's very easy to get to.
You can't miss it. It's right there, almost in the heart of beautiful downtown Chatham, New York.
Thank you.
You can tell there's a little prejudice there.
Yeah, I can
Chatham.
Tell. You must live in Chatham. Yeah, it's a wonderful thing. And there's all kinds of other things. There's a photography contest. There's quilt making. There's an open horse show, which I didn't mention. And there's a beef cattle show, a sheep show. There's a 60-second firefighters parade, which is always fun to watch all the vintage fire trucks from the various fire companies all showing off their shiny trucks.
Wow.
Great. And, monster tractor pull is pretty popular.
So the website is columbiafair.com. The fair starts on Wednesday the 29th with the Demolition Derby. Right, and Thursday, more Demolition Derby.
Right.
And Friday, Tractor Pull.
Right.
Oh, ho, ho, ho. So the 29th and those 3 days, there's going to be a little wacky.
Right.
The 29th, 30th, and 31st, Demolition Derbies and Tractor Pulls.
Also, let me just remind the listeners that Thursday, August 30th, is Youth and Senior Day. And that means that any kid under the age of 18 gets in free until 4 p.m. So that's a big day.
Okay.
And also seniors, which they count at age 62 and over, pay half price until 4 p.m. Admission is $10 most days, $12 on Sunday.
All right.
Thank you.
That sounds like a lot of fun. So thank you very much for coming by.
Oh, it's my pleasure. I hope to see you all at the fair.
That's right. Chris Jones of the Columbia County Agricultural Society, representing the Columbia County Fair, which opens this coming Wednesday the 29th.
A week from now.
Wednesday the 29th and runs all the way through Labor Day, September the 3rd, starting off on Wednesday with the Demolition Derby. And I'll be talking more about it and bringing you some snippets from the fair. Because I am, that's right around, it's not right around the corner from me, but I'm going to be in and out of there a lot because I like to eat.